Well, praise God. How's everybody doing this evening? Amen. Well, just because I'm going to just kind of follow suit with Pastor, for just a quick minute, I want everyone to stand on your feet just for a quick minute. You've been sitting for a minute, so just for a quick minute, stand on your feet. I wouldn't check out right now. If anyone trying to leave, I wouldn't leave right now. Sometimes the last few minutes of a meeting is the point that changes your life. I remember I graduated from Rhema Bible Training Center just like Pastor did, and Pastor Leon and Bobby, we graduated from Rhema. And I remember they said, never shut your Bible on Dad Hagin. When the bell rings, don't think it's just time to shut your Bible and leave. The last thing he might say might change your life. And so sometimes the very end of a service, you know, the word get ready to come forth and you're like, oh, my goodness, I'm about to taste some chicken. It's not even time to eat yet, but I'm already hungry and all these thoughts get to coming. And then before you know it, you know, you're squirming and everything. But just the last part of the service might be the part that changes your life. Amen. Amen? Amen. So we're celebrating how many years? I'm sorry. We're celebrating how many years?
40.
I'm sorry. I thought I was in Houston, Mississippi. Am I in Houston?
Yeah.
You know, now I'm from Mississippi, born and raised in Mississippi. I've lived in other states, but there's something about people in Mississippi. They have a tendency to be loud. See, where I come from in Tippah County, they didn't say man, they said mine. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And hey, you go to somebody's house and they super loud. Anybody got loud relatives?
Yes, sir.
Come on, loud cousins, loud brothers, just loud, right? But then we go to church, we want to be like, hey. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Can I just go ahead and be myself? Can I be myself? Now, how are y'all going to let the pastor wife outshine y'all in worship and outside y'all and just rejoicing? The pastor, she is like so on fire. I don't know if it's Red Bull, coffee, Mountain Dew, whatever you had.
Holy Ghost!
It's the Holy Ghost, all right. Wait a minute, one more time. How many years are we celebrating?
Four.
I'm sorry, on this side, how many years are we celebrating?
Four.
In the middle, how many years are we celebrating? Do you celebrate like this? No. How do you celebrate? What if I told you your watch this? What if I told you your blessing is in your shout today? What would you do? Have anybody ever saw Egg McMahon knock on somebody's door and they won all the money?
Uh-huh.
Y'all seen it? Y'all see how they act?
Yes, sir.
Some of the most discreet people, you know, they come to the door. Can I help you?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, this is Egg McMahon. You just won $20 million. They lose it. Guys, we got something way better than Egg McMahon. While you're standing, I want you guys to do this. I want you to point to your pastor. Point to the first lady. Some point to the pastor. For the dedication that God has entrusted them to carry out these last 40 years, can we speak over them?
Yes.
Father, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we declare that these next 40 is just the beginning of something greater than they ever seen.
Yes.
Father God, I thank you for the past 40. And we know what that means. It's only tests and trials. But after that is triumph. Father God, I thank you right now that you're moving in them and you're moving up on them. And days and days and days to come, months and to come, years to come, they haven't seen nothing yet. Their blessed days and their best days are ahead of them. Father God, I thank you that they'll have more money than they can do with, that they'll even say, stop! Too much coming in. We got to do more. Father God, I thank you right now that more people are healed. We erase cancer from this body.
Yes.
We erase any kind of sickness from this body.
Yes.
So, Father, right now, as we speak over the pastor and wife, as we speak over the bishop, let your anointing rest like never before. And we will say the next 40 is the best 40.
Yes.
And it's just begun. And we believe it. We receive it, not later, but right now, in Jesus' name. If you agree with it, shout amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and be seated. Isn't Jesus wonderful?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm always so excited to be here. Pastor, I saw him at Pastor Leon's celebration. It's something how things can come out of Pastor Leon. But anyway, I saw some stuff happen. I was at Pastor Leon's celebration, and, Pastor, he came to me and he said, you know, I got a church anniversary and I would like for you to speak on. I was like, wow, praise God. You know, and when he said it, I just said, oh, sure. And as I was thinking about it, and as I've been just praying about it and pondering about it, you know, God just started laying some things in my spirit. See, since last fall, God been having me on miracles and healings. I've been just really looking at miracles and healing. And the next thing is taking cities, taking communities. We've let our cities go to waste. We let our communities go to waste. And we just sit by and let stuff happen. I listened to Dr. Bill Winston. He said this. He said a lady comes in this church and said, the drug dealers are taking over. Said, what you going to do about it? He said he prayed about it. So God told him, said, take this oil and bless this oil. And said, pour it down the middle of the street. Said the lady said the drug dealers came. And a few days later, They came and they all gathered and they left and said they never returned again. I'm telling you, we're in a time of miracles. We're in a time of God doing some wonderful and great things. I'm telling you, I wouldn't check out right now. I would stay. Amen. I would stay. And so 40, we're talking about this thing of 40. I'm telling you, it's been such an exciting study in this. And, you know, I love to study. Real quickly, I do want to say this. Can my blessed half, my good half, my blessed, can you just stand up?
All right.
Y'all give it up for my lovely, wonderful wife. She is such a blessing, such a support, and I thank God for it. And her grace and her support just to do things has been really, really a blessing. Also, too, I do want to recognize one other person while I'm up here. I don't know if y'all have a timer going on, but if somebody can set me for about 30 minutes, then I'm going to start closing at 30 minutes. Then 50 minutes, I'm going to go in my second close. An hour and 20, no, I'm just kidding. But I do want one other person I do like to recognize. Therese, man, it's good to see you. He helped me when I did an event in 2006. I did an event called Revived in Tupelo. We brought Paula White in and Jensen Franklin. It was the first time Tupelo ever had a major revival at the Coliseum. We did a four-night revival. We got testimonies literally a year later. People was emailing us the different things that happened. People got here at the Coliseum. Amen. And Therese was able to help us with it. And you know, it's good to see you. That was in 2006. But it's good to see you. So real quickly, I want you, how many of you brought your Bibles? That's a good thing to bring to church, right? So let's talk about a little bit about 40. Let's talk a little bit about 40. I'm gonna make everything kind of quick, but we're going to hit some high points, and we're going to call it a day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So 40 is, what is the meaning of 40? This is 40 is a time of testing. Throughout the Bible, 40 is mentioned 146 times in the Bible. So for an example, it rained 40 days and 40 nights. After that, everything lived again. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights. After he fasted, miracles began to take place. Moses was in Egypt 40 years. Then he was in the wilderness for 40 years. He was 80. Then God told him, now go get the people out of slavery. He let them out, and he was in the wilderness again, leading the people to go into the promised land another 40 years. But after that 40, then they went over into the promised land. So anytime you see 40 in the Bible, pay attention what happens afterwards.